Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Here we are, finally back on our feet. Boy, tell you what, watch out for that latest. It's a strain of COVID that's going around. Even if you take a test, you'll turn up negative for this strain. But it will put you down. We were off our feet literally from the time we came home from Minnesota. We did a show Tuesday night and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and what is today? Saturday?
Today's Saturday.
My first day out of bed, seriously. I went to see my doctor. And she said, yeah, this is running rampant. It's highly contagious. It feels like you're just catching the crud. But once it grabs hold, you're going to really feel bad. So not much you can do except ride it out, drink plenty of fluids. I mean, I was drinking like a fiend, fluids like water and whatnot. And
bourbon. Huh? I said bourbon.
And maybe take some severe flu medication. But otherwise, there's really nothing else you can do. So anyway, we are glad to be back and feeling good, at least better than we have.
True that.
Yeah. So anyway, with that said, I'm going to remind everyone, I'm holding this up for our watchers, Facebook watchers or lookers, who are on Facebook right now as we are streaming live. I'm holding up a deck of ordinary playing cards, which is my only instrument in terms of producing readings using the personal prophecy method that my grandmother taught me. Other tools that we will use in the course of your reading, choice and change. And it really couldn't get any simpler than that. If you really think about it, give this a thought. Just let it kind of marinate for a minute. You are likely only one choice away from an entirely new life. I know it's kind of mind blowing, but it is true. It might be a big radical change that you would be putting into place through your own choice, but you can do it.
You can do it.
I know you were going to say that.
You knew it. You knew it.
So now I'm going to turn this over to our resident, whatever you are, co-host, angel card reader.
Fellow sick person.
Yeah, extraordinaire. He's going to fill you in on how to make your phone calls into the show that much more successful.
First of all, remind everybody the show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our disclaimer. And also would like to let everybody know, international viewers or callers, people can Skype in, that's cheap. Let us know you're international, and we'll give you a live international shout-out. Okay. It is a call-in show, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. Several of you are on hold, so you will know this is true when you call in. You'll get a message saying you're going on hold, and you can listen to the show while you wait, and that is a true statement.
Yes.
And I didn't op-check it. I don't have my phone. I'm out of practice, so we're just going to wing it.
Oh.
I didn't call in to see how it sounds, but, you know. They'll tell us.
They will let us know.
They will let us know. Anyway, yes, you'll be on hold. And then when we take your call, please do the following things if you legally and faithfully can. Get rid of your speakerphone. Get rid of your Bluetooth.
Which doesn't mean, like, throw them away.
No, you can throw them away if you want. We want you to not use them if you can't. Because we'll talk about why. Then no more multitasking while you're killing time on hold. Please, if you're in your house, you know where the best place to sit and chill and quiet, no background noises, stuff like that. Because by the time it comes through our speakers after going through the internet, it can be a problem.
We hope those of you that were in the path and suffered the wrath of Ian over the last couple of days, I hope you're doing better.
Especially the Florida folks.
Yeah.
They really got it.
I hope you got your power back. We were...
Say a lot of them probably don't.
We were kind of in the tail end here in Virginia Beach.
We were the outer band.
Yeah, but
up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they were.
I thought the Florida room that we have was going to take off into flight.
Yeah, the rain wasn't a big issue. We've had harder rain on regular storms.
But the wind, oh,
wind was
my
not
God.
Cool. Wind did some damage.
Yes, it did. So.
Yeah, so anyway, let's see what else.
Yes.
So we talked about the phone conversation. Another way to call in, and we will take Facebook callers if they are there, is the Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee, only when we ask. Don't just do it thinking you can get in line, because it doesn't have a line. It doesn't have a hold system, and we'll have to hang up on you if we're not ready for it. So
indeed.
Wait until we give you the word, Facebookers. And that will be the word. We'll say Messenger now, and then we'll wait a few seconds, and then we'll go back to callers, because we got... Got about five holding, Deb, I think. Also, wonderful harp sound signals. We're going to do an angel card reading because your reading with Deborah is over. Your reading with Deborah is over. Your reading with Deborah is over. Now, I'll say that three times. Let's see how many times that gets ignored.
I know, and I feel terrible because you really are caught up in the moment and you really want to know more.
Oh, well, we gotta go on. It's a free reading.
Yeah.
If you want to have an unlimited amount of questions, you can go on the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange a one-on-one private reading, and then she's all yours.
Yes,
you can ask questions all over the place or one subject for the whole time. It's your call. It's your dime. All right. One more time, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. Oh, well.
What?
Okay, I think, do we have Mike in the house? Did you get banned again and have to make up another name?
Why?
Darl's Chickens.
And what does it say? Nothing?
No, I just thought about what it says. I'm saying, look at the name, Darl's Chickens.
What if that's a real business? Just saying.
It's got a picture of a bunny. He says, yep.
Oh, God, is that him?
Yeah.
What is it you do?
He is the master of being banned.
You are.
You're a Facebook jail repeat offender.
However, I misquoted somebody on the Psychic Love Doctor show page over a year ago. They told me that I would get my account back under my control within 60 days. I'm still waiting. I can't post anything. The only thing I can do is respond. And I hate to wipe it out and start again because I have, you know, all these folks on there. So I pity you, but really.
I pity the fool. Alrighty.
What's the name again? Who's Chickens?
Darl's Chickens. Take the C-H and the D. Charles Dickens.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Deb. Come
Actually,
on.
That's pretty creative.
Oh, it is. I mean, yeah. The other one he had before was creative, too. With Peter Parker.
I wonder what he does.
With Peter Parker.
Peter Parker pecked a pack of...
No, Peter Parker, the Spider-Man character. That was the character's name. But, you know, Peter Parker, you know, if you Google it, there's probably a lot of Peter Parkers out there in real life. That's a pretty common first and last name.
Yeah, true.
But be that as it may, we're leaving our callers hanging, and let's just keep going.
Oh, yeah, it's just going.
We got to go.
Here we are.
We're going to go to area code 703 up in Northern Virginia. 703, you're the first caller. Welcome.
Hello there, Andrea.
Hello, it's Andrea.
Yes, it is.
How are you?
Well, feeling better than we have today.
Yeah, you know, it sucks.
Yeah.
I've been under the weather, too. Like, I had a really bad sore throat. My eyes are watery. I don't know if it's allergies or what it is. Change of weather.
Well, it starts with, like, a bad throat. And then it moves into aches and pains.
Your nose throat. Your nose throat. My ears too.
Some rough patches with diarrhea, and you know, it's kind
periods
of
periods
like,
of just
feeling like crap.
I didn't have that. Thank God.
Okay. So.
Feel like pure ass. All right. Anyway.
All right, hon. How is life?
Okay.
And what can we do for you?
I have a dilemma. So my interview for the Keller Williams or the real estate office, I went on. Was it? what day did I go? Friday. Yeah, okay. Friday. Yeah. And it went really well. They only called 6 people and they only interviewed 3. So I was 1 of 3. And
wow.
It went really, really well. But my dilemma is I have an offer from Coach and an offer from Home Goods. And I really don't want the Home Goods. Coach, I mean, like I said, will be back up. I don't know what to tell the lady tomorrow. Do I tell her yes and just hope for one of these other ones to come through? Or I'm in a crossroad.
Okay, that is acceptable, is it not, to take a job and then change your mind because something better came along?
I know. I hate to do that, especially 3 days
I've
in or something.
You've never done that?
I've never accepted a job, never started the first day and already had another one. But I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think you got to do what's
say, hey,
good
you know what?
You
know what that say, hey, folks, match what they're paying. Match what they're doing. You can't touch what they're doing for me, not just by money, but by the work environment
right.
and the nature of the work. So sorry. It's life. You know, if the roles were reversed, they'd kick you to the curb in a heartbeat.
They would.
Oh, exactly. That, yeah, exactly. So I have the opportunity with Keller Williams and another phone interview on Monday with this place called PPCW. It's a global company that does, I think a technology. So a phone interview Monday. So those are my only really 2 kind of options. I'm trying to put the lady off, you know, the coach lady to say, you know, I got another opportunity I'm still waiting on. I just don't know how to approach it. But do you think that Keller Williams will offer me that job? Because, I don't know, I'm 1 out of 3.
Really interesting. She has a kind of dilemma that a lot of people want.
What? A lot of offers.
Yeah, offers, choices.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And I really think you giving them feedback. It looks in the cards like they're going to appreciate that, to know why you would, you know.
When the time comes, if you get the offer, to tell them, so sorry, I don't want you guys after all.
Yeah, you could just say something better.
But do you see her getting the offers, which she wanted to see?
I do.
From the other place.
I do. I see it being a big change for you. And I think that what job, because I've just put it to the cards, are you going to get the job that you really want? I wanted to see what they would have to tell me. And what they're telling me is that you're going to go for one. I mean, the one's coming to you that is the best, will offer the best money, the best benefits, and the best opportunities. And it's really going to, generate your competitive spirit. Because I think that you are somebody who thrives in a challenging, you know, atmosphere. You're not just looking for the easy way out. I think, you know, even sales is like a war, and you have to enjoy being a warrior if you're going to win that war.
And the pressure too, constant pressure.
Right.
True. Some people thrive on that. So yeah, I really think the right thing. I think that you ought to, are you saying, as I'm feeling, that she should accept this one and then see what happens. I mean,
eventually, she can't put it off only so long. She'll know when that happens if she has to.
I know. I'm trying to figure out what the benefit package is, and could I not need to know that? And maybe, do you think I could tell her I'll start next week, not this Monday, but next week, to give me a week to kind of finalize? Because that global company, they said their hiring process is a long process, but they pay almost $20,000 more than any job that I've had.
Yeah.
So. I can't.
You know
I gotta. You know. Gotta even check it out. Even.
And you know what? Even if you actually got to the point where you actually started working at that other place, you could give notice.
You actually.
I know.
Could.
I just hate to do that.
You hate to do that. I have done it, and you know, a cool place will understand.
They will. They're. You know, it's not like you're agreeing to marry somebody.
You know, you're bolting
on the wedding.
Right, and if they get all snippety, I was going to give you notice. But if you're going
to
be jerkwads, I will give my notice and walk out the door right now.
Yeah.
If you guys
but I don't
want
to burn my bridges. Trust me, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, if they get jerky about it.
Well, do you think that global job will come through? Because that's the one that it's a much more challenging. I think it'd be a better job. Plus, they pay in the 50s and 60s, up to $60,000. So, that would be a great job.
Where you live, you need to make a very
No kidding. No kidding. I'm in cash burn. You know what it's like to live up here.
Cha-ching. Cost of living.
Did you call it cash burn?
Yes.
Yeah.
What you call it?
Cash burn, not ash.
Cash burn. Lots of cash. Cash burn.
I love it.
I haven't heard that. I'm surprised I haven't heard that.
You've got to make enough money for your own economic security.
I know.
It's the name of the game. You know, our company I work for, it's got 30-some thousand employees, and they always, the higher-ups are so higher up and removed, they're like, we got to figure out why people are leaving. Gee, I wonder why. You know, and then they have
yeah.
this thing new thing called the stay survey. It's like, why? What would make you stay? Gee, I wonder if the number one topic is money. What a shock. They had to have
money.
A survey.
Yeah, shocker.
Really? Geniuses, all of you.
Yeah, I mean, when you even look at, like, fast food prices and you try to go out and buy something that you normally buy and it's jacked up in price, you know.
I know.
How do people can't do it. So,
well, the coach job was $16 an hour. The home goods was $17 an hour. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, so that was my backup plan. That's just like a backup in case nothing else came through.
Right, because where you live, you've got to do better than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Well,
I can't live on that.
I think you're going to get the one that you really want, the global job.
Correct. That's a good possibility.
I think she should manifest that.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you know, don't leave your bottom hanging out the window.
No. I'll take the coach job just to have something. I just I'll figure out where I can start. So that's all.
We have the callers are stacking up, I guess, because we've been gone for so long off air.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go to your Angel card reading real quick. I pulled this card right early in the reading. Subject is career transition. Archangel Shamuel. Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change.
How about that? I
love
that.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Me too.
Right up your alley.
There you go.
Yeah.
Confirmation for you. Well, keep us, you know, tuned in to how things are going.
Yeah. I'll let you know by Wednesday. That's what they said. They'll let me know. So I'll let you know
next week. Well, good luck. Good luck.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Don't you just love following these journeys
Take? It makes it interesting for us when.
I think some of our listeners find it interesting too.
Excuse me.
What was that?
That was me with a cough. So I suppressed my own cough. All right. It jumped right. No, I jumped. It jumped right when I was clicking, so I clicked the wrong caller. But I put that person back on hold. That's what I meant to click. 254, Texas, 254. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Texas. What is your first name, please?
This is Gabby.
Well, hello there, Gabby.
Hello.
How are you?
Gabby.
Well, I wish I could say better because I'm kind of trying to get off the internet for a week because I just kind of been having some trouble. So I'm trying to not be on the internet for right now. So I'm calling because I have your number on a piece of paper. So I thought I tried to call you yesterday, but you guys weren't there, so that's why I'm calling now.
Yeah,
we were laid up with this COVID strain.
We've been having a really, really nasty virus. Testing-wise, we don't have COVID, but, you know.
Yeah, we don't have, it doesn't register.
It only goes for the regular COVID, and it tests for the big popular strains.
But there's others.
The Delta and the Omicron. It doesn't test for any little other ones.
Eventually, we're all just going to call it the flu.
It's a freaking flu. It still is, you know.
So, Gabby, what can I do for you?
Well, I got this friend on Instagram who gave me a number to this guy named Scott Rudin.
All right.
Yeah, he's apparently supposed to be a big shot movie producer, and I want to give him my script, but I kind of feel like I'm kind of scared if it's like a scam, so I want to know, should I call him or text him or whatever or not?
Well, let's check with the cards first.
You check with the cards, and also, I mean, I don't know what kind of computer access you have, but you need to run that. You need to Google that to death to make sure.
It was on Instagram.
Well,
what does Instagram for this guy look like? Does it look legit?
It's not from a friend who gave me his number, and I'm just a little worried that it's a scam. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, I would never, no matter who it is, I would never send an entire script to anybody. Just send a little snapshot.
Yeah, you just
Here's one part. Here's the summary of the whole thing.
You write up a treatment.
There's a little snapshot
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, I have a Bible of my show. Is that a good thing?
Bible. That's cool. I've never heard it called that. Bible.
That's
Bible
what it's normally called back in the day. It was like a Bible. Like how okay, soap operas have like a Bible of like what you expect in every episode and what the characters look like.
Well, I'm going to tell you, your cards are very favorable. What you can do, you got the phone number too, right?
Yes.
You should Google that phone number and make sure that it's, you know, real. And also Google this person's name and make sure it's real. But this looks like it could be a nice big step for you in the right direction. And my cards
okay.
wouldn't lie. They would not lie. They would not put you in front of a scammer just for you to take a big fall. But be careful with what you've got. You know?
Oh, that's a problem.
It's valuable. It's,
yeah.
it's a very unique diamond or gold piece of jewelry that's worth a lot of money. And you don't want people to just, you know...
Yep.
Yeah, hey, let me borrow it for a weekend, and I'll tell you if I want to buy it. So.
Right, and then a lot of them might take it and tweak it around enough where they could say, well, it's similar, but I didn't actually, you know, that kind of crap. You don't want to be screwed over, big picture.
So this looks really up your alley, hon. It really does. The Two of Hearts is very prominent. That's a card of, accomplishment and self, and you know, self-satisfaction and pride. That's my favorite card in the deck, because that says you are doing exactly the right thing that you need to be doing. So I see no reason that you couldn't tap that resource, but just don't give too much away. All right?
Okay.
Just see what kind of response you get, and if you get no response, that is a response. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, we won't be hearing from you for a while.
I just don't have internet because I just kind of sound really stupid that I'm kind of embarrassed not to say.
I getcha.
Yeah, but we understand. We know the situation.
So I haven't had internet for like since last Monday. So I'm just like trying to see how it's like to not have internet for like a week or maybe two. I don't know how long, but. So far it's been okay.
Well, that's good. That means you're not addicted like so many of us that are climbing the wall when we don't have internet. So that's good. You might find yourself being more productive without it. All right.
Yeah.
So Kathy, we've got an angel card.
We do. That's why I harped it. All right. Subject is prosperity, Archangel Ariel. Your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest dreams into reality.
Good card. Boy, it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah.
Well, Gabby, you take care of yourself.
Yes,
you too.
Call us whenever you can. Okay?
Don't be a stranger.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're rooting for you.
Thank you. I hope you guys get better.
Thanks.
I know you guys are better, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Completely back on our feet. Yes, thank you.
Yep, all right,
thank
you.
Take care, hon.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, the list is growing faster than we're talking, so let's go to area code 306, which is up in Canada. 306,
Canada.
International shout-out.
Yay, welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
And who are we speaking to?
Well, it's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello?
Hi, can
yeah.
you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I... called him before about my son, you remember? Like
yes.
him with the girl that's pregnant that had sex with a couple of different men.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay. We remember.
You have a kid?
Yeah, she had the baby a month early. And is my son going to do a DNA test?
Oh.
Interesting that you're asking to the cards.
Yeah, I can't tell if it's his or not.
So what's...
With his other child, I could tell right away.
I got you, but you know, that's not a... The visual thing isn't always guaranteed. We know that.
Yeah.
I'm curious that you don't know the answer to that question. What's up with that?
Isn't he going to... Hasn't he, you know, come forward on that?
The DNA test, or is he just going to accept it as his?
No, I mean, he hasn't told you I'm doing a DNA test?
No, because he was only here for a few days after the baby was born. Because he works in B.C. for a couple of weeks, and then he comes home for a week.
Oh.
Ooh.
Now, is he living with her?
No.
Okay. Is he attached to the baby?
Well, he was there when it was born, and then, well, the baby's still in the hospital because it was a month early.
Pretty premature, yeah.
Well,
and
I hope
it was,
yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it was just a few days old when he left, and I think he was only really saw it maybe once or twice, like when she had it, had the baby, and then maybe the next day.
Well, here's what I've got for you, and this can change, okay? He is coming through the cards as afraid to do it, afraid to find out. Because I really think he likes this girl and wants to be with her.
Well, he doesn't have to be the father to do that.
That's a fact. But I think he's afraid to find out that he isn't the father of this child. But I think it's going to come out anyway. Because as that child grows, is it a boy or a girl?
A girl.
A girl. As she grows, you're going to see or not see features of that father. And I see somebody else here with very likely red hair. Does your son have red hair?
Oh, no. Well, in his beard, I guess you could say.
Well, we'll have to see on that. But their relationship's going to be very rough and rugged. This girl has the inability to be faithful. And I think he's headed for a fall. But in the sense of our lives, in the big picture, sometimes we need a big fall to set us straight.
See, I keep looking at the baby's pictures on Facebook just to see if I have a connection. I either can't or I won't. And when on Facebook, you know, in the pictures, it has the love, the light, the care. He just puts down care.
Yeah, well, he's not sure. He's scared to find out. But when it comes to, say, child support, this could be a big issue to make sure it really is his baby.
Yeah, yours.
Well, they could always go on, what show is it where they do those, Maury?
Maury.
Yeah.
I know, is that still on?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
We don't get it where we are, but I think
so. Well, we probably do.
We don't get it either, not on my station.
Well, we were kind of joking about that.
You know, the DNA testing, the prices are way up from what it used to be.
Yeah, the prices are a lot lower.
Yeah.
I know a couple that just did
it. Yeah. Here it's only $200 and $400 for a legal, where you actually have somebody do it for you.
Wow, it used to be $1,500.
At least, yeah. But you want it to be legal because of obvious reasons, you know.
You know what I see in these cards, Nancy, is this turns out to be your granddaughter. You have such a big, wonderful, loving heart that you would not refuse that child if she is definitely, you know, a member of your family. But it is important.
Yeah, if she's my granddaughter, and then... If she's not, it'd be more like, you know, when you meet a child on the street.
Yes. Well, I want to tell you where I live is home to the largest naval base in the world. And there are fathers here that have gone out to sea and they come back on their ships and they end up believing they are fathers to children that do not belong to them. You know, and sometimes
I don't think my son could maybe really handle that.
So I think it's in his own best interest if he finds out, but it's got to be something he chooses to do. His friends, he's got friends around him that say he should. People he talks to.
Oh, male friends?
Yes, that are saying, hey, you got to find out. is that child is really yours, especially if you get off the child support. Because if now the way I – now our law, the way I always understood, and I could be wrong, is that if you start paying for a child and you find out it isn't yours, you don't get a refund, you know.
No.
So, yeah.
No, that is a true statement. But, you know, it's sometimes you got to pay for that knowledge, you know. Otherwise,
I think your son knows who the real father is, and I think your son is heartsick. Because he really cares for this girl. All right. And I hope you keep us posted. We're following your journey with you.
And hopefully we'll not have to take a leave of absence for many days again now.
Oh, yeah. We really we missed all of you. Yeah.
So, subject of your angel card reading before you go is, you know what to do. Archangel Uriel, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
So...
That could be because she
asked about it. Yeah, I'm just trying to get the DNA test so, you know, if she comes after him for child support, then he'll know.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's inevitable. That is going to happen.
And I'll tell you one thing I see prevalent in the cards for you about your son. He is going to, it may not be now because she's just postpartum, you know, but down the road, he's going to show up to see her, and she's going to be with another guy in a very compromising position. Like I said, she is venturing toward a big fall, but it'll be good for his life overall.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta, sometimes life has to slap you right in the chops.
Yeah, it sure does, but if you push too hard.
Crazy one, did
he? Yeah, don't push him too hard, because you'll end up alienating him. And you don't want to do that.
Yeah, the horse to the water thing is all you can do. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Take care, Nancy. We want to hear from you.
Oh, I think
she
hung up.
Okay, she maybe still
heard us. Still, the reading's over. It's over.
All right.
All righty. Let's see where we're going next. We are going to area code 520.
And that
right now, 520, Arizona, 520, you're the next caller.
Arizona, welcome to the
guys. Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you. You were missed, and I'm so sorry that you're hit with, you know, what you're recovering from.
Thank you, Lisa, right?
Yes, and I got tested over the weekend, last weekend, and it came back negative. But I'm wondering, like, what you guys are saying, you know, it can't, sometimes it doesn't pick up certain things.
Most of the tests of that, what we've looked at, they test for the actual COVID-19, the main virus, and then the most two common variants, which is the Omicron and the Delta.
Yeah.
And apparently there's other variants, like the regular flu has, that aren't less common, and they just can't test for them all.
I saw my doctor today, and she said people are coming in a parade through her office with this very same thing. So far, Jim, you're in day 8, and I'm like right behind you, day 7.
Well, my first symptom was on the 26th.
It's
so that's 5 days.
Lots of fatigue, you know.
Which means I had it though before.
A lot of coughing. I have these big coughing spells in the middle of the night from it. So, you know, we're riding it out.
It's all you can do. So what can we do for you?
Yeah, Lisa, what's up?
Talk to us.
Well, I'm in the middle of packing to get the move done on Thursday. The movers are coming on Thursday. And I'm dealing with the landlady. I knew, you know, I like living here, but I knew it was going to be an ordeal with her. And it is, and I have somebody coming to help me clean up the apartment, and that person is thinking about backing out of it because of the landlady's temperament. So how do you see that tying up those loose ends?
Why do people get nasty when you're going to go, you know?
And then some places try to nickel and dime you on everything, and it just sucks.
You're going to, in a sense, you have to bite the...
Owning and renting, there's pros and cons for each, you know, pros and cons. And that's the con part when you move out, where they can just go try to hammer you on every little thing.
Yeah, I have a daughter-in-law who does this as a business. She goes in and does the cleaning. And any hits that result, her business absorbs them in case she didn't get the oven clean enough or whatever.
If it's cleaning. It's damaged.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, you know what? My daughter-in-law is calling from a business for my grandson, and I need to pick this up. Can you finish the reading, and I'll listen to it?
Okay. Yes, I sure can.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa,
I'm
take
so
care.
Sorry. I'm so That's sorry.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Thank you.
She's on hold, so she even if she's kind of listening.
She
can download it off Blog Talks. All right.
You know, it's one of those things where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
It's moving out. You got to do it.
The most important thing is be there for that inspection.
Oh, yeah. You better really know that person if you're not going to be there.
And anybody out there that is going to be taking your first apartment, your first townhouse, et cetera, take pictures on move-in. You know, if there's burns on the counter or
anything,
whatever it might be, stain in the carpet.
Yeah, just say it was there before.
Because otherwise you could get hammered for that.
But, yeah, that's all hindsight. No, she's getting out. So what do you see?
This woman, this landlord, this is so typical. This woman is jealous of everybody. And it seems to be her mission in life is to make things as difficult for people as she possibly can. And so, yes, Lisa's going to probably face, some charges here and there. What can you do? I mean, you can only get an oven so clean where they could go. I had this happen to me when I lived at a ski area. They had really nice apartments there. And I scoured that thing.
Yeah.
And when she came to do the checkout, she was like, oh, look at this. You didn't wipe up all of the oven cleaner. It was one little streak in the back.
And you should have been able to do it right there on the spot.
And I insisted that I get to do it right now.
Yep, you do.
Because she could have charged me for a whole new oven cleaning.
Right.
If you aren't there, you don't have a leg to stand on.
Nope, and you can have somebody. Well, her helper is getting ready to back out, so that sucks.
Yeah, that does. So she may have to hire
see if he can nab another friend at the last minute and buy him beer and pizza.
Well, it's because that friend doesn't want to have to deal with this landlord.
Yeah. You know what, though? Maybe she lives in the same complex, because if I was a friend and had no relation to the landlord, I would flip the landlord the bird and say, I don't live in your apartment. Screw you, you bitch. But if she might live live in the same apartment complex, so she can't, that's probably what I'm guessing. And that would make, I would bail out too, because that's all I need is piss that landlord off, then what's going to happen when I move out? Ooh. Yeah. Anyway.
It looks to me like Lisa's going to leave a little bit pissed, but it's just a unavoidable, what do you call that? An unavoidable.
It's the nature of the business.
It is.
It sucks.
In fact, I was a rental agent once of 60 units. You know what that property owner told me? We don't give back security deposits, so you find reason. And I couldn't do that. Of course, I ended up getting fired because I wouldn't follow the rules. But I couldn't see doing that to somebody. There was a guy, a real nice guy with a great job. He wanted to move in. And the carpet, the man said, there's bugs coming out of this carpet before he even moved in. And he said, I really feel like I need to have this fixed. It was a really nice apartment that he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my husband at the time peeled it back. It was loaded with centipedes and millipedes and other peds. And we tore it all up. We got that, exterminated. It was nice and pretty. And we put down new carpeting for him. And we charged the landowner. So we had problems. But you said it's the nature of that business, Jim. So right you are. And it's a shame, because you want to get good people to move into these places. You can't screw them over on their way out. All right. My sermon is over.
Archangel Raguel, subject, divine order. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion. It's the underlying order. So I guess this is just one of those horrible things you got to go through to get to where you got to go.
I guess It's a rite of passage.
It's just, it sucks. All right. Well, we're just going to keep on moving on. And folks, don't worry if we have to extend the show a bit. We have that power. We have that power every day except Mondays, because that's on News for the Soul, which starts at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We were not on last week because we were traveling. But News for the Soul is booked hour to hour to hour, so they can extend nothing. So, but we can do so. All right. And let's move on to our next caller. Ah, I like this.
What?
I don't like how I'm sucking on my alt tab. Here we go. 779.
That's familiar.
779, Northern Illinois. 779. Batter up.
Illinois. Come on aboard.
The crappiest state in all the states is Northern Illinois, or just Illinois in general. Hi, guys. How are you?
How you doing? You know what's funny?
It's your number one person. It's Teresa, the most amazing person in the whole entire world. Everybody loves me.
But speaking of your state, we're pretty sure based on incubation periods of viruses and stuff
we caught
the edge of a virus because we had 4.5-hour layover at O'Hare. So we cruised the entire freaking place.
You know, and it could have been.
Well, you didn't get it from me because you didn't get into O'Hare before I was in O'Hare.
Oh, so, yeah.
We also.
But I wouldn't doubt that you got it from O'Hare because Chicago is the cesspool of the world. So, you know. You got to go get your IV and, you know, your IV vitamin infusions and everything else before you even think about going in there. Maybe you need a couple of shots, tetanus shot and everything else just to go through that airport. I mean, it's not good. So, that's my thought on – ask me if I like Chicago.
Chicago.
It's called Shit-cago for a reason because it's nothing but shit. But anyways, love you guys. So – life is good. I had a really great visit in Virginia Beach. It was crazy and it was hectic, but it is what it is. So my question is about my little dog, Honey Pee Pee Pie.
Aww.
If you could talk to Honey Pee Pee Pie for me, could you ask her how she's feeling? And I know she's not ready for promotion to go to the Rainbow Bridge, but got some news from the vet. I'm not going to go into depth, but if you can look at the cards and see what's going on with my Honey Pee Pee Pie, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. How old is she?
We don't really know. I'm thinking around between 13 and 15.
And what breed? I'm just curious.
Honey Pee Pee Pie is my little terrier mix. She's a little blonde one.
Aww.
A pee. We call her the pee.
All right, let's see what the pee has to say. How many dogs do you have?
I have three dogs. I got Stella, Honey Pee Pee Pie, and Bowie. And Pee Pee Pie just went to the vet and cost me quite a bit of money. So if you're seeing another dog in there, it might be Stella.
Okay. Let's see what we've got. We'll play to them.
Will you chickens go to bed, please?
I say that all the time.
It's bedtime, chickens.
Bedtime.
Get in your chicken house.
Get in the, what is it, the coop?
Get in the coop.
Get the coop.
Do they listen to you?
Sometimes. Not all the time. They're bad chickens. Get in your coop. I'm going to beat you. I'll pick you up.
This is interesting. Yes. You're right here, and she is insisting, and sometimes dogs that are super loyal and super devoted will say everything is okay, that they're fine.
Right.
But
correct.
But it's good that you are looking into things.
Always, always.
You know, I think, too, she's got a lot longer life to live. Being a smaller dog, being a mix.
She's a mixed breed?
Didn't you say a mix?
Yeah, she's a mix.
That's healthy DNA.
It is. And she wishes, no, I'm serious. People are listening going, oh, my God, she can interpret what animals are saying and thinking. Yes, the cards do it. And I was just going to say that she definitely doesn't want to leave you for a long, long time. Oh, it's going to make me cry. She just loves you so much, Teresa.
Hey, we don't need to set people crying here.
I know.
We're already going to hurt you.
Teresa, are you okay?
We're going to clog up here.
No, I'm not okay. I don't want to lose my pee or my Stella.
Your pee is not going anywhere, and I don't see Stella here either. For the moment, I'm not seeing, or for the present, I don't see that for you. And
okay.
is your little pea. She would do anything for you. And, you know, it's funny. It's funny what they spiritually can interpret or share with us. She's saying, oh, the vet is lying, that she is just fine. So, you know.
No.
This is going to cost you a lot of money.
It already cost me a ton of money.
Yeah, well,
I'm
going
to have to go work the street corner because of this dog.
Kids and pets, that's what they do.
Make sure you charge enough if you're going to work a corner.
I literally took them in to get workups on their hearts because they need to get their teeth cleaned. But the one vet's like, oh, my God, end of the world, you know, scenario, got me all freaking out. So I found a really good vet. They do all the heart stuff. So I took both dogs in because P's not been feeling good. And I'm thinking, out of pancreatitis.
Right.
And you know who's sitting here watching me and listening to every word, even though she's not that close, is Honey Pee Pee Pie.
Oh.
So anyways, so they called me with not great news. And I wasn't very happy, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So she's on some medication.
Sure.
And I'm doing all I can. And this supplement seemed to be working. Like, I'm not trying to say that, you know, I'm not dumb. I know that to have an expiration date. We all have an expiration date. I just don't need it now because I'm not going to participate in November this year because that's when I lost my other two dogs.
No, I don't.
So I'm like.
But you know what? Why don't you try to find somebody who does animal Reiki? There's been a lot of great results. In fact, at the Healing Phone, do you remember Pamela? She was in charge down there. Well, she still is.
Yeah.
At the Healing Phone. Her dog got hit by a car, and it was very bad. And the vet said, I think that we should let her go. And Pamela wasn't ready. So she called in to, she took the dog home. She called in her friend who works at the Healing Phone and did animal Reiki on her dog. And that dog ended up not only living, but walking again. And the vet said both of those were NA, not going to work. So,
can you tell P she can't leave me? Can you tell P, say, P, you're not allowed to get promoted?
Okay, P, it's too soon. You still have work to do. You have to take care of this crazy lady because she's not ready to be without you.
Oh, P, come on, P. Let's go house. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Stand by for your angel card reading.
You could, Reiki, by the way, is very easy to pick up. Find a website that will teach it to you, and you can do it yourself.
Come on, yeah. Awesome. I'm gonna find somebody. I'll do anything for my little dogs.
Subject of your angel card reading is sensitivity, Archangel Hanael. You are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings.
Oh, honor your feelings, Anna. Those are your babies.
I will. Love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
All right.
Yes.
Bye.
Say,
extra prayers for the P and the Stella, okay?
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
All right, come on.
Poor little pee-pee.
Yeah, all right. But, you know, all you can do is keep on trying. They can't talk. That's what sucks.
I think dogs have a better chance of survival, you know, for a longer life.
Okay, well, Microsoft, even that new file crashed.
Is your computer going by
right?
It's
not a computer. It's an issue that I'll deal with, but not tonight. I don't care. So we're going to keep on, because we got show to do, 646, which is, I believe, it's in New York, 646, New York.
Hello, New York. Welcome to the show. What's your first
name? Hi. This is Sonia. I talked to you last week. I was the one who called regarding my daughters and their current boyfriends. And,
oh, yeah.
Yes. So you had told me to call back and we could look further. And I'd love to maybe focus on my older daughter and see what you guys see, what the cards show in terms of her boyfriend.
You did say they are grown adult women, correct?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
Do they, and I'm just doing a little life coaching here, do they listen to your advice?
Sometimes. On the guy issue, lately they've don't want to hear my they don't want to hear it. Because
are they defensive
but,
about their men? Defensive, you know, because they can tell you don't like them.
That's it. So they feel like, why bother? She already made up her mind. But I know I'm intuitive, and I feel like they're not the right fit. And the last time you had felt like the same thing. You had said, that you didn't think that it was going to last. So I was just, you know, wondering if we could maybe do one or whatever you feel on the older one and see, like, where you think, how long you're going to stick with this guy and whether you see anyone new coming in. Anything would be helpful.
Oh, great. No problem. Now,
thank you.
Have they been together quite some time?
On and off this year.
Never a good time.
On and off is never a good time.
On and off is one of the writing on the wall.
That a marriage is going to go bust.
I know.
Well, there
are
the people that are on and off obviously have blinders on, but every single person around them doesn't. They say, if you're on and off, that means it's.
You know what? She just can fix him, and that he has so much potential. But
somebody will sit down and make a list of here's all the things bad things. This all the. But I love him. That doesn't mean anything.
You know, and they sit with their girlfriends and they say, just wait, once I marry him, he's going to
He promised me he was going to change. He's only broken that promise 15 times, but next time it'll be different.
That relationship is doomed. Okay, and this is good news for you, Mom.
That is. Well,
need somebody else.
Hopefully it's not another jackwad.
It looks like it's going to start as a physical attraction initially.
That is what life does
to us. Usually the way it starts.
That's what keeps civilization going.
Yep, that's why we have 4+ billion people around this planet here.
You don't have to do a thing or even worry about it. It's imminent. It's coming soon. So she will find another man that she's attracted to. Now, I'm not sure that relationship is anything more than what I call a door opener. You know, like, and a door opener is kind of a business term. When a business that does doors and windows puts on a sale, hey, come get this door for $75 installed. That's their door opener. But they're hoping you're going to want to escalate to a better door. You know, one that's not going to fly off its hinges, you know, in 50-mile-an-hour wind.
Or they'll say, well, you know, you got all these other doors that have issues, too, in this house, you know.
And that's
since we're here.
In relationships, a door opener is it's an individual or a circumstance that comes along to open your eyes where you see, you know, people become rather ordinary when you're not attracted to them anymore. And she's going to wonder, looking back, I see your oldest daughter's going to go, oh, what was I thinking? And you'll both
be good. So.
I just hope you have a really good laugh over it. The other one is not going to be so quick to throw that guy over. She seems to have some, what is it, like self-esteem issues or you see that in her. She's like has no identity unless she's with this guy in particular. But I really think that he's going to move on to greener pastures. She's going to get her heart broken. But like what we told the lady who called earlier, we said a big fall awaits her son. Well, a big fall is coming for this daughter too. But those tears will dry up as soon as somebody good comes into her life, and there will be.
That's the school of life, and the school of life is never
friendly.
No.
Do you see any like time frame for the older one? Like when the new guy will come in? Any details about him?
I really think that the spring, if not sooner, he will be kicking him to the curb. Okay, for another guy that she's attracted to. And it wouldn't hurt if you acted really enthused when she comes and says to you, I don't know what to do, but I really kind of like this other guy. Thing I told my son, if you're still with somebody, it makes it hard for you to be with somebody else. So do the dumping first. And, I'm really glad you called back because this is a very, a universal problem with people and their kids. Okay.
Stand by for your end of card reading before we say goodbye.
Yep.
Not the whole show, just to you. I'm sorry. We'll put you back on hold. Leadership, okay. Archangel Gabriel. It is time for you to assume your leadership power position and lovingly guide others.
So that's
the trick, is to guide them without them knowing they're guided, almost. Because, you know, when they're young, they don't want to be.
Yeah.
You can't guide me. I know everything.
Do these guys work?
Not one of them. That's the problem.
I'm totally shocked. All right.
Yeah, well.
We feel your pain.
Yes, we do. So can you call us again?
Definitely.
We'll see the change as it's approaching. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for holding.
Thank you.
Right. Sure.
We shall talk again.
Bye. From bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller. Let me see. Yeah. I think we're at... Yeah, we're here. We are. 516, Great State of New York, 516. Welcome.
Hi, what's your first name?
Hi, Deborah and Jim. It's Kavita. How are you?
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Hi. Yes.
Oh, you are back from your vacation.
Yes, it was great. It's absolutely beautiful. Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone, Grand Tetons. Beautiful.
You've got to see that, you know, face to face to really grasp what a piece of work that was way back in the day. You know?
It's stunning. So it was much more beautiful than I thought it would be.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good to hear from you. So tell us. What you do?
Don't worry about it. I'm not here.
What do you see coming up for me this fall?
That's what I did.
Well, what can I do for you this evening?
Okay. Do you see anything interesting coming up for me this fall?
Okay. Let's take a look.
Now, was that coming up in what aspect? I missed a little bit. I was doing some stuff.
It doesn't matter. Whatever. Love life, career, anything.
What's coming down the road?
Now,
Roger that.
Folks, she has had so many readings with me
that
I'm able to do a general.
The old general reading.
Which I can't do for newbies. I don't have a connection.
Yeah, you got nothing really to base it upon. Anyway, international shout out to Kemba from the UK.
Kemba. Oh, what a cool name.
Yeah, I think it's our, she hasn't been here before. It's just been a while.
Oh.
And, and also, I don't know if we properly did it, but international shout out to Mike. Was it Darl's Chicken?
Darl.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. Anyway, back to the show. A really good show.
All right. Let's see what we've got here for you. Oh, my gosh. This is absolutely amazing. Under Sure to Come True. These were mine. I'd probably take them and tape them up to my bathroom mirror just so I could look at them all the time.
Okay.
I am telling you, you are so destined for, fame, fortune, recognition, all the big stuff that comes. And it's because of your innate talent. You have really been gifted as an artist. And all that is basically, now remember, I see a simplified version of our lives in the cards. It's like the cards say, well, it's just this simple, but is it really? Probably not. What I see is that you need to put yourself in line for a really nice big project. And I'm not sure if this is helping to do, and I don't even know if you do this stuff, but the cards are telling me, like a mural in a very... what would you call it? Like a renowned place. This could even come as a result of a contest. So just remember, if it's meant for you, it will come to you. But I'm definitely, and now it's under Sure to Come True. You can't miss it. And your man is here that you haven't met yet. I think I told you he was in the process of parting with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he is. He's definitely, and she is pointed toward the future. She's A-okay with the two of them, you know, going their separate ways. And he's going to be getting ready for you. So I can't wait to tell you, I told you so on that one.
I told you so.
Yeah, really. Because I'm sorry.
I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Me too. You've got love, success, notoriety. I mean, it really doesn't get any better than this, especially for somebody who, you know, maybe has had a few hard knocks through their life and wonder if things are ever going to, you know, be, if you're ever going to be in a place where you can truly say you're happy. And you will. You're still very young. You know, you really are. So I think give yourself 5 to 10 and you are going to really be, well, your name is going to be synonymous with a lot of the great. I know that seems way overwhelming, but
yeah,
I think you should get used to it.
There we go. Thank you.
Stand by for your angel card reading before we move on. Remember who you are is the subject, Archangel Michael. You are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You're very loved.
And he's got a big sword to protect you.
Speak soft and carry a big sword.
That's right. You couldn't get a better archangel.
Yeah, it's like a broadsword. One of those two-handed bastards.
It's like, yeah.
Of course, he's an archangel. He can probably wield it with one hand. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
So good to hear from you and that you had a good, fun, safe trip.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you made it there. You made it back and had a good time. That's an A+.
All right.
Made it in safely. Thank you.
All right, hon. Take care.
All right. Before we move on to the next caller, another international shout out
to
Liz in the land of England.
Yay, Liz.
England, the land of England. We have lots of England.
Yeah, I like those folks. I should go over there and see y'all sometime.
Yeah, it would be nice. All right. We shall move on. We've extended the show. People probably know that because it's after 8.
Yeah.
And we didn't punt them. So we're going to knock out. We got a couple more. And we're going to move on to 856, which tells me New Jersey. 856, you're next.
Hello there.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Hi. And this is, who are we speaking
Rosemary,
to?
How are you?
Oh, hello there. You don't sound like you're well either.
Allergies are kicking in.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the fall has allergies.
Jim suffers with those, too, so.
And it's just really recent. It's, but anyway, let's do this. Let's do this, baby.
Well, tell us, what can we look into the cards for you tonight?
Whatever you can get. I have a lot going on, so.
Now, you
whatever.
All right. Now, if I'm wrong, you tell me. Didn't you last time you were looking for a better job?
Yes.
And you'd like to have a partner. And I don't think you had one at the time. So,
all right.
These sound like pretty good goals to me.
They are. Those are very popular topics for the obvious reason, you know.
Did you guys get that Ian, that hurricane up there in Jersey?
That's
from
South Carolina.
No, that hasn't even come. It's up in Virginia, I think, now, but it's still.
Isn't it going that way?
They had the other one that went swinging by up to Canada, the one before that. I don't know if it touched them or not, but it was on its way to, like, Nova Scotia area, I believe. The hell was the name of that damn one? I don't know.
Oh, is it the one after I?
No, it was the one before. But anyway, be that as it may. I don't want any more of those bastards around here.
Oh,
again.
Yeah, it was enough. Of what
and I thoroughly enjoyed having to do emergency repairs in the wind and rain, being sick as a dog. It's like you might as well just, all I need now is a bird to shit on me and lightning to strike me, and then it'd be perfect. It'd be perfect.
I don't think birds fly around in a hurricane.
They don't, but you know, maybe it would have blown from hundreds of miles away. I mean, it was like just misery.
All right, let's see what we got for you. Well, you've got something really good under sure to come true also. That is a designation. I'm using a 24-card layout, which I forgot to tell everybody at the start. We use 24 cards in a layout, and the best designation, I think, is the last one called sure to come true.
How could that not be a good one unless it was bad news?
It's, yeah, but even if it's bad news, we can,
yes,
we can turn that
well,
around.
Well, you know, you really want to know when bad news is coming. A lot of people want to put their head in the sand, but it's better to know it's coming so you can prepare for it and try to make changes.
In advance.
So what do you got, though, for that?
For her, I am seeing that you are definitely going to get a better job, and it's coming before you know it.
Better jobs are good.
And through that job, you're going to get yourself a significant other that I feel could very easily lead you down the aisle of matrimony.
Holy matrimony, Batman.
Yes, exactly. Just, oh gosh, we hate the P word. Be patient. You know, patience stinks.
Love stinks.
You know,
love,
it's love and patience, right?
All right, little Jake.
So, but it's coming for you. And, you know, something having a little uptick on your vibe, like instead of feeling like nothing good is ever going to happen. And, you know, my life is hopeless, blah, blah, blah. Kind of just crank up the volume and make it more positive, saying, I'm ready. I'm ready for some good changes in my life. I'll embrace it. A great new job, a new person to come into my life and love me. It doesn't get better than that. Oh, except maybe if you get to have a sports car and... Right?
Or
and
whatever,
really
your,
nice
whatever your little
home to live in, but
yeah, whatever your little creature comfort dream thing
would
is
be, yeah. But I definitely feel it's coming for you. And I have not, how do I say this without it being a double negative?
Yep.
I, in all these years, I have yet to see something predicted in sure to come true that hasn't actually become reality.
Hence the
that's a double
sure to come true.
Yeah. And so it can take, you know, sometimes it can take a little while, but it does come to pass. So I want you to know that you're going to feel in the new year like you are living a charmed life and enjoy that feeling. Perfect.
And on that note, since we're already
yeah
into overtime, basically, subject, divine order, Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order.
Yeah, when you look back, actually, Brett, looking, you know, hindsight is
hindsight
definitely
2020. Yep.
That's when we can see, oh, this had to happen so that this would happen and so on and so on. But a lot of times while we're in the thick of it, we don't see that.
No, we do not.
So I love that you call us. Please
thank you.
Keep calling.
Absolutely.
And I personally am going to look forward to your new job and your new love that's coming to you.
Love's in the air.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much. We got a rock and roll daddy-o. And we're jumping right over to 509, going out to the West Coast, State of Washington, 509. Welcome.
Hello there. And who are we speaking to?
Hi there. My name is Erica.
Hi, Erica. Yeah, we've spoken to you before. Sure.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, what's happening in your slice of life?
Happening.
I recently met a guy that I found pretty interesting. His name is Henry. And we were just talking, and he recently ghosted me for no reason. I was just wondering what you see there or if it's even a
all
good
right
idea to approach. I decided not to reply. I'm just like, whatever. Or not to, like, ask questions or anything. I just let it be.
All right.
I have a question while she lays down the cards. When you say you met a guy, did you meet or did you computer meet?
No. I just happened to meet him out and about. That was it.
No.
Out of what?
Out and about.
Oh, okay. So it was, okay, that's cool. So it was physical. So you actually,
yeah,
old school way. Imagine that. You actually ran into somebody.
Real world stuff.
Holy crap, old school days. Back
yeah
in the day when there was no computer, people had to do
right
that stuff. I think that's why, if you notice,
yeah,
depending on the town you live in, a lot of the bars, night club scene things, a lot of them have died down a lot.
They have.
People are finding other ways to find each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Or to scam each other.
Well, yeah. Or just to hook up. You know, you go to a website. All I want to do is bang.com or something like that. So you know what
bang.
You get.
Bang.com?
I said all I want to do is bang.com. I'm just making shit. You know.
All
it's
right.
Like the hookup website. It's just the hookup, you know, that type of stuff. Luna, we do not know, Luna. We're always day to day on this illness thing on when the next show will be.
But probably tomorrow.
We're going to try, but it's always a game time decision.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to Erica. Erica. I'm not seeing something negative here.
Good.
Did he tell you about his work?
He's ghosted.
No, I don't know what's going on with his work. I know that he works a lot. But I'll reach out to him and he tells me like, I'm always available for you. Like he's very funny.
See, this would be me because I'm kind of more transparent this way. I would be just punting and sending him just a hi. How are you doing?
Not very often though.
No,
I wouldn't do it very often.
No, I would say in this case, just one time. Because
if he's playing some kind of game, he's going to expect somebody to keep on texting him all the time.
I'm not seeing another girl. I think if anything, Erica, what is coming through is that he's a workaholic. And that is his way of like protecting himself from taking a risk with women. So what you might have here is a real do-it-yourself project where you'd have to get him to trust you and, you know, yeah, and get him willing to take a risk.
You mean, thinking you're going to change the guy?
No, but make him feel more secure.
Well, use the word project. That usually means a project like you're working on something and that person has to work on themselves. But I got you.
Yeah, it's not meant to seem
like you might have to lead him to the water.
That's what it is.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah.
You can't turn that on.
So reassurance.
Yes.
Reassuring him. Okay.
Put out and shoot him that little hi, how are you doing? So, however you would word it.
Yeah. Don't turn into a stalker or anything.
Yeah. Don't make it lengthy. Just leave it there.
And just in case he's a game player, you don't want to give him power that isn't there.
That's right.
Say, oh, yeah, I got her big.
I think he could really fall for you, and it scares the bejesus out of him.
The bejesus.
Yeah, I mean, then they look like they could wrestle grizzly bears and stuff, but in reality, what they have in their chest is a bowl full of Jello.
It sounded like Darth Vader was online there for a second.
Were you pouring water? Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's so early that I can't say that it's absolutely going to turn into something, but it wouldn't hurt to find out if he's deliberately trying to ghost you or if it just happened because he's a workaholic.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like he's scared.
Yeah.
I got that vibe because in person, you know, I just know he was flashed. Like, I don't know. I just felt the intensity. I wanted to know what was going on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, that's what it is. And he's afraid of the risk. And in my past romantic life, I always enjoyed a guy with sweaty palms because it made me feel like he was genuine and a little bit on the nervous side, meeting me. All right.
Quickly, it is our angel card reading time before we move on to the next caller. Relationship harmony is the subject. Archangel Raguel. We angels are opening the hearts of everyone involved.
Ooh.
Arguments and conflicts are being resolved now.
So, it seems like you've got a little help from the angelic realm. So, if you're interested.
Word up on that, dog.
Yeah, Jim agrees. And he never agrees with me. So
I disagree. All right, anyway.
Call us again. And
awesome.
I did look at
Thank
his
you so much.
For you, and he is trying to hide in his work.
Shame on him.
Because he likes you too much, he thinks.
Long time?
terrible.
All right, we got to go. Sorry,
all right, honey.
Call
us again.
Yep, we're moving on. We're going to go to...
All right. Is this the end?
I've got one more. Peach State, Georgia, Atlanta. We got to rock hard and fast.
Hello there.
678.
Welcome to the show. And your name is?
Hi, you guys. It's me, Jalen. Haven't spoken to you guys in a minute.
Yes, what's up,
Jalen? Yeah, she was chatting in here a little bit in the Facebook room.
Okay, good.
Right, okay. So let me make this fast. So normally I call you guys about my career. This time I'm calling you about my relationship. I'm in a relationship right now. And I just want to know what the future holds for us. His name is Daryl.
Okay, and
my late husband's name was Daryl. Daryl's our good guy. Oh, that's right. There was another one.
It's like anybody. There's good names and bad names. You know, a name is a name. You can't just say, "Oh, that's
all right."
Everybody named that as an angel. Really?
Go ahead.
Because you know, one of the most common names is Charles.
Really?
Nobody really thought Charlie Manson was a great guy, though, did they? All right. Anyway. Anyway, you're gonna do your cards. You want to give us a little background, length of relationship, level of relationship, committed, semi-committed.
Very committed. We've been together now for 4 years.
That's a long time.
That's
not a joke. All right, we got you. And are you feeling like something isn't complete?
Or maybe she's just taking its temperature.
Okay. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, pretty much. Right.
I was wondering if she had something disturbing in her gut, that's all. And she does not, so that's good.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with checking the temperature, right?
No, I think it's good.
It is wise to do so. You should be wise to do so.
Not
all
every
right.
partner opens up and is transparent about their feelings or, you know, any disappointment they may have.
For various reasons. Some of them, usually sometimes people are just trying not to burden the other person, but they really are making it tough on them by hiding feelings.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, here we go.
Gosh.
Here
it
comes.
This is, so sweet. He loves you to death, Jalen. He really does. And he's got something of a secretive nature. He's planning, like a surprise for you that is going to become apparent. Well, the Three of Clubs is a card that denotes time. It means like 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years even, if necessary. But I'm thinking we're October, November. We're within the holidays now.
It is kind of almost. Uh-huh. Once the trick-or-treaters come and go, then we're into the holiday blast.
We are. And
yeah,
I think
we are, yeah.
I think he's got a very special present planned for you. And it's nice. And there, I can't find a single thing here that is flawed or anything about this relationship. The two of you are matched so well. Don't you feel that way with him? That you're matched.
I do.
Yeah.
I think I go back and forth with it, but I feel like out of all the relationships I've been in, this is the more stable one.
And he tries. That's what I like. He puts the effort in. And it's not like, oh, boy, I got to go do this to make her happy. It's not like that at all.
Right,
You, maybe he had a rough relationship past because you seem like the
he
woman.
He did, Yeah, he had a really bad marriage.
Well, you are his dream come true. My Daryl had a very bad marriage, too. And I used to tease him sometimes if he didn't pick up his socks or whatever it was. I'd say, you better be careful.
Uh-huh.
I'll send you back there to her. And he'd go, don't do that. So it's just a joke.
Oh, I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that. Yeah, that's funny.
All righty. Real quick before we move on to the last caller.
Okay.
Crystal clear intentions is the subject of your angel card reading, Archangel Michael. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
Well, I think that's great advice.
I think she's kind of already doing
that. Yeah, I think so too. I think so too.
So I believe she already has that.
Thank you, guys.
Always a pleasure.
You guys have a nice weekend.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
You
love you.
Oh, love you bye-bye. Too. So much.
So
okay, bye-bye.
Talk again.
Yeah.
All right.
Stay well.
Last
okay.
but not least,
here
very,
we go.
Very patient, 303 out in Colorado, 303.
Colorado.
Welcome.
Hello, and who's on the line with us?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Surely can.
And your name is?
Okay. My name is Allison, and I am not in Colorado. That's an old phone number.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Where are you?
That phone number, it's a really good phone number. So, but it's like from 10 years ago. So,
oh, okay.
I understand. I work at a job where, you know, 90% of the people in my department, and it's a big department, have degrees.
Yeah.
So they're from colleges all over the place. And
yeah.
They got so
yeah.
many people that have their area code and contacts, they don't want to change it. So I hear you.
Right.
Understand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pain.
Yeah. So what's that cooking?
I'm not going to go into – I don't want to go into any detail whatsoever. It's been a very challenging week. Without going into any details, a series of events in the last 10 days. And I just kind of would like to, you know, I'm holding on to a positive attitude that this will all shake down in a good way.
Okay.
I'm not in control of other people's decisions. There are other people involved that I don't the house I live in is being sold, so I have no idea what's going to come of that.
Yeah,
I'm a renter in the house that's being sold.
Oh, not a fun.
Yeah, understand that. Okay.
So but that's just one of many things that are happening. So
she's
maybe just a general kind of thing. I don't
general
know.
General kind of thing, and she wants to see if the rain's going to stop, basically, because you're kind of getting sick of the rain, basically. Let's get into metaphors here. A lot of challenges. Huh. You would kind of like maybe not to have any more challenges like that come up.
Well, it's clear in your card.
Some positive things.
It's practically like you've walked through hell, emotionally and psychologically, you know, and in some ways, possibly physically, with having difficulty sleeping and staying focused and et cetera, from what I see in your cards. And the thing is, people around you are making what seem like radical moves, and you are being impacted by their choices, their decisions. You know, you're kind of at the mercy, like with the house selling, and are looking at having to move. There's all kinds of, like you said, challenges, and they are many. But one thing that I learned over the years with this method is when you find yourself really in you're in this great big bunch of quicksand,
yep.
that it seems like the more you struggle,
right.
the deeper you go.
Yeah, you get yourself worse off. Yeah.
And the one thing I learned is look for the lesson. And that can be hard to find sometimes when change is so, you know, I mean, the changes around you are not seen as being positive at all, but they're impacting your life. So what I would say is try to find the lesson. And things don't just randomly helter-skelter happen to us. They are actually part of our growth process, our transition and transformation into who we're going to become through wisdom and love and faith. You know, there's a great meme I saw on Facebook. I'm going to say it wrong, but it goes to this effect. I asked God to give me strength, and he gave me big struggles. I asked for wisdom, and he gave me like experiences from which I would learn wisdom.
Sure.
So he's not just going to hand us this nice big wrap.
It's like if you want your body to be strong, you have to lift weights. You have to work at it. So even whether you don't like it or not. So that's what Deb, I believe you are saying. Yep.
Yes. And the cool thing here is you're going to come out on top of all of this. So the best thing to try to do is maintain a really positive attitude. And I'm going to put this kind of in a, well, I mean this spiritually, but it'll sound a little religious. God, the higher power would not take you this far and leave you. And we have to have faith in that, that we are being led by a great leader. And if we have to walk through fire, we're going to walk through fire. That's what faith is. To know that you can do that and, you know that on the other side is going to be all the redemption and all the peace and love and everything that we need. And I hope this makes sense to you. If we were, say, in a private session, you'd be able to share more details with me and
sure.
The cards would be more clarified. Yeah.
A lot more garbage in. I don't mean garbage, but, you know,
the more
information you put into a computer program, the better data you get.
Yeah.
You know.
But the main point I wanted to say is you've got the two hearts walking with you. Best card ever, no matter what goes down. And even if you feel like it's health issues, we're not allowed to give any advice with health or
legal or anything that's a professional license.
Yeah, which we
or, yeah,
do not have.
Credential type thing. We don't
tell
have any
you,
of that. Yeah.
Even that is going to be resolved in a beautiful way for you. So I hope this helps. Now, remember, we do record these, and they're on file with Blog Talk Radio. So if you need to review it, please do.
And if you're on Facebook and you can follow the Psychic Love Doctor show, the videos are posted too. So
yeah,
all right.
To the final caller, stand by for your angel card reading. Subject is gentleness. Archangel Sandalphon, be very gentle with yourselves at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
Yeah, you really have to.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of challenges going around. You got to kind of...
A lot of self-care.
Yeah, a lot of self-care. And, you know.
And I hope you call us again. Because people who are troubled, you know, we're not sitting here like we're in an ivory tower. We've been through a lot ourselves in our life. But call again, and we'll work more on this with you. Okay?
Yeah, and good luck to you, too. And
yeah,
definitely keep in touch.
Thank you both.
Okay. Yeah, we do lots of shows. It hasn't been so much lately because of our illness, but typically we do lots
of
shows.
Don't catch that COVID strain going around. It's a real
Or whatever
killer.
The hell it is. We don't even know. We're just assuming, but it's
something. But yes, we'd love to hear from you again.
Yeah.
And take care. And you are taking
Thank
us
you.
Out on the end of our show. Thank you so much.
This show is over. Say goodbye.
Yeah, so, Monday we will be on Roots for the Soul at 6 p.m.